This is Digital Dave, still.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and I want to tell you, there are no thunderstorms on the moon.
Weather, clear. Don't breathe. Yeah, there's an air quality problem, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, wait a minute. You can't have quality when you don't have air.
That's the quality problem. Never mind.
Never, yeah.
Let's we should just let that die gracefully.
No, it won't
but
do that.
We won't.
It's laying there flopping.
Joining us, we have a cadre of representatives from iHeart Flying, I believe. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
So, hi. This is Rochelle with iHeart Flying Foundation. I am the founder and president, and we are very excited to be here. And I also am joined by Lindsay Costable and also our newest partner, Phillips 66 Aviation, Megan. And we are just so excited to be here.
Cool. Megan, Phillips 66, you're going big time.
We are pumped up.
Oh, that's one of those gas puns. Phillips 66 pumps, never mind.
They should know better than to
pump it up.
Than to do gas jokes around us.
Yes. You know?
Hey, well, we are fueling flight with Hearts of Might, and this is our biggest scholarship opportunity yet, launching on August 2nd. And
wow,
yeah.
Do tell.
Yes, so... Phillips 66 Aviation has been our partner for actually quite some time and recently stepped up their level of giving, and with diversity and inclusion being at the forefront of everything right now, and that's what iHeart Flying is all about, is increasing diversity, decreasing the gender gap, and with bringing our biggest monetary scholarship opportunity yet, we are very grateful to be able to get more women in the air. So far, we have already donated over $100,000 in flight training scholarships to
that's impressive.
17 women, and let's keep this going.
I agree. I have no problem with women in the cockpit?
Nope, me neither.
They've proven time and time again, unfortunately, that they can outdo us.
The Aloha Airlines 737, that was landed by a woman pilot, and that plane was severely damaged, too.
Wow.
And she did a paint job landing on that.
Actually, yeah, I just watched the YouTube story on that, but anyway, that's not today's subject.
No, but, you know, a lot of people have always thought that the, aviation, men's world, ain't wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Any world, ain't wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the thing
except
too
for
is,
killing spiders.
Right. to get women into flying, you can look back through the years and you see a lot of tremendous ladies that have been in aviation since the very beginning.
Right, they were right alongside.
You know, you could start with Catherine Wright, and then there was Bessie Coleman, Phoebe Amelie, Pancho Barnes.
He's just pulling names out of the
Jackie
sky now.
Jackie Cochran. Well, I'd pull them out of my armpit, but they'd stink.
Yep. So, that's why I said sky.
Yeah. So women have been in aviation for a long time, but not near in the numbers that they are now. And, of course, you're here to boost those numbers because you ladies get it done and get it done with style.
You guys have only been around a few years, is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, what we've been able to accomplish
it's impressive.
In such a short period of time is, you know, people know that we're credible. They know that where these funds are going and that the impact that we're able to provide to our partners, sponsors, and donors, it's not just a one-time deal. This is a long-term commitment to keep this going. And there's different ways to utilize either monetary funds, in-kind donations, and you can have a creative approach to, you know, coming together to lift one another up. And also, what's really great is being able to tap into one another's pipelines, because that just gets more exposure. And just what you were talking about the females that have been involved in aviation for such a long time, you just don't hear about them. Or a lot of them you didn't even know about because nobody talks about it.
Right.
So, and that's really what we're trying to bring to the forefront. With iHeart Flying having such a large social media platform, that's what we're able to do and give our partners is that marketing value. And when we come together like this with such a large organization like Phillips 66 Aviation, we can even do that at a larger scale together.
Well, I can't help but think that this is the perfect time, because all the airlines are saying we are going to be hiring 30,000 pilots in the next 5 years and stuff. So you guys are primed and ready to go.
Yeah, even beyond that, too, what's interesting about the timing of this launch is that we've launched it around the two larger shows that are actually happening this year, EAA AirVenture, and then once we have made the selection in September, we're going to be inviting these scholarship recipients to join us at NBAA Base in nice. Las Vegas in October, so they can actually interact in person with Phillips 66 Aviation, with our partners like Shelter, Go Rentals, Immaculate Flight. So they'll be right there in the game.
Nice.
And it's about, and it's what's important about the jobs in this market and coming into aviation and being a professional pilot is you got to show up.
Right.
You can't just expect everybody to give something to you or the handout. You got to invest in it yourself. So we're here to help provide a little support or a lot of support, but through financially, through scholarships, but you got to show up to the shows. You've got to be in person. You've got to have that face-to-face interaction with these organizations, with these companies, if you really want to pursue a successful career in aviation.
Okay, so you said you've handed out 17 scholarships so far.
Yes.
How many have completed, become pilots, and are moving on to the next phases?
Actually, every single one that, everybody that goes through the application process, we do have a selection committee of 11 wonderful folks from all backgrounds that grade each application, and they're merit-based and blindly graded. Every single person, gal that has been selected has just moved forward, achieved success either with their flight training or like even my first gal, Chelsea, she got hired by Boeing immediately. So we just have so many success stories, and that's what our partners see. Echo off of Lindsay, follow through. Mm-hmm. That's what people want. And people want to know that you're credible and that you're going to follow through. And that's why we make our application process very stringent and very complicated, because it takes a while and a great deal of time to actually complete one, and with letters of recommendation. And we want people to go and show us who they are and their passion for aviation and why they want this and where they're going to go, within a short period of time, a long period of time. And not only just that, but how are you giving back to the next generation and passing that torch to inspire others to say, hey, look, if we can do this together, you can do this too. And just like you were mentioning about the job opportunities, just like you see now hiring signs everywhere, you're not going to necessarily see that on the door of all of these, aviation companies. But I said to all the girls that I've met even the past several days, this is your time to shine. Because again, with inclusion and diversity being at the forefront, this is your time to get a job in aviation in any capacity that you want. But you have to do the work, because no one's going to do it for you. And with Boeing's numbers being we're going to need over 700,000 pilots within the next two decades, the job opportunities are there. The financial support is there. You just have to know where to look, actually look, and do the work.
Yeah, I can almost see you guys granting your own special wings, like a nursing school. They used to wear the hat. So now you're going to have iHeart wings, and it'll be like a giant sorority, of all these iHeart graduates.
But it's funny you say that, because we've had past recipients reach out to us that they have put that they are an iHeart Flying scholarship recipient on applications, and they've been recognized in interviews by industry that know us, that have worked with us or still work with us, or are still continuing to support different scholarship programs. So there is something to be said about being recognized as a Heart Scholar, and we take it further, and they're required to do, as finalists, they're required to complete a very unique video submission. And we don't do it for our health, we do it for theirs, because that video submission is seen all over the world.
Wow.
And it's also being put in front of other partners and potential employers, but it's a way for them to see who they are and what their need is, but also how they're progressing in the industry. So it goes further beyond just being chosen as a finalist and then potentially the actual winner. It's to support them further.
Do you see this? It almost feels like you're suddenly steamrolling, like you're gaining momentum at a tremendous rate. Are you surprised by that?
With all the COVID stuff that was going on, actually, we never stopped. We were, just like you were saying, we were just, rolling ahead. I mean, like the little engine that could, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And it's like, no, I don't think I can. I can. And that's, what we're really trying to get across here is that whether, there is something greater than us that we can't control, what you can control is you. How you think, how you're going to be, how you're going to act, and what you're going to do to learn and grow every single day. Whether whether it's as a person or a pilot or whatever you're doing in aviation. So there's always an opportunity, whether it's ground, if you say you can't fly, there's ground school, there's other ways that you can, you know, utilize your time, you know, to learn and grow as a pilot.
You could become an A&P mechanic.
That's true.
Real quick, how do we find out more? How does a person find you?
So you can give us a follow here at iHeart Flying. That's I-H-A-R-T Flying. And you can check out our website at iHeartFlying.org. And give Phillip 66 Aviation a follow on Instagram and Facebook. And all of our scholarship launch updates and information will be listed on all of our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram and Facebook, YouTube, and also iHeartFlying.org.
We'll also have Rochelle at 2 o'clock today at tent number 430, Phillip 66 Aviation. She'll be out answering questions about the scholarship submission, so come on by, say hello.
That sounds like a great thing, a great time. Anyway, thank you ladies for joining us. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.